Shalom, brethren. I want to greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has called us by his grace into this marvelous light wherein we abide as we grow in his grace and are perfected by his word. I want to thank God for having this opportunity to share with you the word of God as I have been sharing what the men of God have been giving on this platform. It has been for our very admonition, and we thank God that he is still speaking to us through his word, and that he is strengthening us in the inner man, that we may abide in the word of God. Now, I just want to put in this as a sharing for the bride of Christ. We want to speak on living by the abiding word. And for our scripture reading, we want to turn to the book of Matthew in chapter 4. From verse 1, it reads, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." So, we just want to speak on the living by the abiding word. Here, the Lord Jesus Christ was led of the Spirit to go into the wilderness. And being tempted, he spoke out this which God spoke in which was written in the book of Deuteronomy, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So we see here that life comes by the word of God, and we understand that the word of God is the true realization of the mind, the intention and will and purpose of God. That is what the word of God is. Everything that comes by the word of God expresses or brings into realization the intention, the purpose, and the will of God from eternity. Now, how do we live by the word? The word itself has got to be alive. We see in the book of Hebrews, Isaiah chapter 12, it says, the word of God is alive. It is quick, sharper than any two-edged sword. It reaches to the marrow and to the bones, and even to the intentions of the heart. So the word of God in itself is alive. If it is alive, then it can emanate life. So we don't live by some tradition or by some reciting, but or just that the word of God is written and then we just read it and try to figure out what it means, and then we try to live by what the word is saying. In actual fact, we don't live by doing what the word of God says, but we live by what the word of God does in us. It is the word that works in us. It is the word that imparts life on us. We don't get life by trying to get something or get some instruction from the word of God. But the word of God is life itself. And in itself, it is living. So it emanates that life and imparts that life on us. Because this is what Peter says in the first letter of Peter. We can read, we just want to read this verse. First Peter in chapter 1, in verse 23, Peter says these words. In verse 24 of 1 Peter chapter 1, for all flesh is as grass, and all glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. So here we see that the word of God endureth forever. The word of God is living. The word of God is abiding in us. So we live by the living word which abides in us. So since the word is quick, which it means it's life, and it also goes to the very intentions of our hearts. So our intentions and our purpose right in our hearts is where the word of God comes to. And it feeds, it gives life to our intentions. It gives life to our purpose of life. So, as it is with God, his thoughts and his intention is what he spoke even from the beginning. When God said, let there be, he was expressing his mind, he was expressing his desire. And also when he called us, the Bible says we were blessed in him even from before the foundation of the world. We were in the mind of God. And when he brought us forth, he is expressing, he is showing forth what was the intention of his heart. That's why, you know, when he called David, he says, I have found a man after my own heart. He is a man who sufficed the purpose and the intention which was in God's heart about his people, Israel. So, when that word of God came to David, we can see in the book of Psalms, it was in Psalm 51 when David said these words in verse 6. Of Psalm 51, he says, behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. And he goes on to say in verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. So, God deals with the heart, the inward man, the intention of the heart. So, the word of God now, it comes in there, in the inward man. That's where God deals with us. And Jesus says, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Where does this word of God go to? How does it deal with us? It comes to the heart. It comes to the intents of the heart, the purpose of the heart, the will of the heart. What is our desire? What is our intention? What is the purpose in whatever we want to do or are doing? Is it a right intention? So the word of God now, because it is life, it comes to nature, it comes to water, it comes to give life to that seed which is in us. And we believe we have the seed of God. We are the children of God. So the word of God now comes to abide in our hearts because he is abiding, he is living, he is powerful, he is sharper than any two-edged sword. He comes to give us the life, and then God deals with us in the inward man, in the heart. That's why David says, now create in me a new heart, which means David could see that it takes a heart that is created in the form, in the image of God, to fulfill the purpose of God, so that the word of God is not foreign to the heart. It is not something that is just coming. It's not just something that is just coming. It is the word of God. It is the life of God. It is the purpose of God that is being revealed to the heart as it accepts that word to live by it. So, the Lord Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10, he says, my sheep hear my voice. He says, the porter opens the fold for the sheep, for the shepherd. And then the sheep are led by the shepherd. He actually leads them. And the Bible says, the sheep know his voice. So the voice of the shepherd is the word. And the shepherd, here in the illustration, it says he actually comes to the sheep. He is the one that leads them. So they don't, when they are led, they go to the pastures, they go to the water place, and they are led not into a trap where the hyenas, where the leopards, where the lions are. The shepherd leads them to a safe place, to good pastures, to flowing waters. So the sheep, they are not a remote led or controlled. They actually hear the voice of the shepherd. They actually see the shepherd. They actually follow the shepherd. There is an intimacy. There is a fellowship. There is a oneness between the sheep and the shepherd. And the shepherd is not away from the sheep. He abides with the sheep. As the prophet said, that in the eastern countries, they say the shepherd lies at the door. The sheep cannot come out without coming through the shepherd, because he is the door. And the enemy, or the thief, or the predator cannot come into the fold without coming first to the shepherd. So the shepherd is there with the sheep. It's like when Jesus Christ was born, him being the Lamb of God, it says the shepherd were out in the field. They were with the sheep. They were abiding with the sheep. So the security, the prosperity, and the feeding of the sheep is actually by the presence of the shepherd. So here we see that the true sheep now, they live by hearing the word of the shepherd, hearing the voice of the shepherd. This is where they derive their life. This is where their protection comes from. If they hear that voice, it will not lead them into a trap. It will not lead them into a pack of hyenas. It will protect them from anything. So this is how the sheep of God, or this is how the people of God, this is how the church of God can have life. It is being protected from the aggressor. It is being protected from the predator, and also being led to the right pastures, to the right waters, and being kept in the right fold. They don't just wander around. They have a special place where they are kept. And I want to thank God that God has provided a place for us where we can abide, and that is in the Word. For excuse me, for we know that God abides in His Word, and where He is, there is liberty, there is life. Like Paul says, where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. So we are kept, we are made to be able to live, because living is not just eating. Living is shelter.
Where is gospel?
Living is food. Living is a protection from the aggressors. So man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We are kept by that word. In the book of Matthew, chapter 13, maybe we can just read that as our last scripture. The book of Matthew, in chapter 13, we want to read from verse, maybe we can just read from verse 15. For the people had, okay, sorry. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Jesus was speaking to his disciples, telling them why he was speaking to the people in parables. He says, to you it is given to understand the mysteries of God, but to them it is not given. So here he says, they cannot receive the word of God, because having an ear is the ability to hear. After hearing, you receive. After receiving, you pass what you have heard and received into the heart. And then you have an understanding from the heart, the word of life. And then from that understanding and that fellowship with that word, which will now be abiding in the heart, then we can go on into the things that can make you be alive. So man does not live by bread, but by every word. So when God speaks, when the word speaks to us, it is the expression of the realization of the purpose of God. So The word is the realization of the intention. So it takes to receive that word so that when the word is received into the heart, it abides in the heart, and then it emits from itself. It now nourishes the heart to impart life on the heart so that the heart can now live. What is to live? To live is to have victory over death. When you are alive, it means death has not got you. So for you to live, it means there is a continuation of the barring from you of this thing called death. Death is not abiding in you. Death has no victory over you. And what is death? Death is the result of sin. And what is sin? Sin is a result of lust. You see, so you have victory over death. You have victory over these things of the world because the intention of God has been revealed to you because you have heard the word of God. And then the word of God abides in one to bring forth now the very intention of God. And we saw that God deals with the heart. In the heart, Jesus says, out of the heart comes adulteries, evil thinking, and all those things. They come from the heart, if the heart is not regenerated. But if the heart is regenerated, out of that heart, the Bible says, flows out the living water. So we get the life now into the heart, which is living, which is turned away from death, which is sin, and then we live by that word which comes into our hearts. So this is how we live, by the word of God, living by the abiding word in our life. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for the revelation of your word. We want to thank you, Father God, for that which you imparted on us. We want to thank you, God, even for this day that you have given us and revealed to us your word. We are not just following some tradition. We are not just following some precept of man. We are following, Father God, the voice which has spoken to us in this age, the very voice of God in the word of God that has revealed to us the purpose and the intention of God, that you, Father God, you want to draw to yourself the bride for Jesus Christ, that we may, by the word of God, be made able to live and have victory over all the impediments and over all sin, that we may give the glory and honor to God. May you take this word, Father God, into our hearts, that, Lord God, we may abide by that abiding word. May you help us, Lord, and bless your people. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. May the blessings of Almighty God be on you as we continue in this day by the word of God in our daily chores. Some of us in other parts of the world, we are already halfway through the day, but here in Zimbabwe, we are only starting the day, and in other countries in our hemisphere. So may God bless you as you continue in this day. Amen.